This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You are joined with Vic
and Jasmine.
Yeah, how you doing, Jas? How's your week been?
Yeah, not too bad. It's been an okay week. You know what? I think I've spoken about it before, but yeah, I just feel like life is stagnating just a little bit, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with having a bit of a pause in life, but you know, like, at this current moment in time, I don't have anything to look forward to. And it's like a really uncomfortable space, because it's just like, I'm just living in seemingly with no sort of, I don't know, I wouldn't even say direction, but you know, like usually most of the time you could be like, okay, you know, I have this holiday coming up in May, or I don't know, in the summer I'm going to be going here, or, you know, just anything. But I just don't have that right now. So it's just a bit like, oh.
But you might be going to DLT.
I don't think so. Because literally, what's it called? So like the group that I went with last year, we booked tickets. And obviously, you was considering it as well. And it's just not looking likely, like, for everyone. Everyone is literally saying, I don't know if I can anymore. So, yeah, it's not looking likely. And it's definitely not a place I would go on my own. So, yeah, it's like, if everyone else is not going, then, yeah, I can't go by default. But it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just... Yeah, it just wouldn't make sense. And plus, because I've been, I'm not even feeling a way about it. But yeah, it's just like, that was the only thing that sort of was lined up. And yeah, that's not looking likely, which is fair enough.
Maybe Lizzie could do like a Euro tour.
Little
breaks.
It's like, she's got like a few things lined up as well. Like, you know, like we're trying to be really, really selective about the holiday that we do this year. So we know that we're going to do one sort of big holiday. And it might even be Ghana in December, but it hasn't been booked yet. So again, it's up in the air. So, you know, I definitely will go away. I will go abroad this year. I'm just not sure where it's going to be or when it's going to be. So at the moment, there's just bare question marks over the year. And yeah, even these Beyonce tickets, god damn. So I don't even think I'll be doing Beyonce this year either. So yeah, it's fine, because I know I'm gonna enjoy through people's stories or whatever. But yeah, just it's an interesting space to be in, where it's like you're sort of forward planning or looking towards the year, and there's just like bare question marks. So yeah, but it's fine. Yeah, how about you? How's your week been?
I'm sorry. Yeah, same as usual. But I feel bad to say that I've got Beyonce tickets now.
No, I don't feel bad. I'm genuinely genuinely like not one of those people. Like, I am genuinely happy for everyone that was able to get tickets, because in this current climate, getting a ticket is like, you know, like what's it called? Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
The golden ticket. Yeah,
Honestly,
you're right.
honestly, and even the way, like, I don't even know who's doing it, like these dynamic pricing stuff. I was not aware of it until this Beyonce ticket stuff. So like, apparently there's tickets, that Ticketmaster or Live Nation, I don't know which, if they're the same people, I don't know, but they there's tickets that they're able to like change the price of. So it could be like a standard seated ticket that, like, I've seen some people say that the ticket price jumped from like 150 to like £700 because
Jeez.
of the demand. And I'm just like, that is
That's not
sick.
fair, man.
Like,
That's
it's
not
not fair.
fair.
It's not fair at all.
That's not fair. Yeah, I was very, very lucky. Very, very lucky. Because not only did I get my ticket, like, shout out to my friend. She's got a Spurs, Tottenham Spurs account.
Okay, yeah, I
So
see.
you get, like, it's like literally, she got it in a minute.
That is crazy, but it's
Then,
a blessing as well. It's a blessing.
and I got it for a really good price. Because, and I didn't even have money spare like that, but I was just like, do you know what? I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. And I've never really liked that with things, but this thing, I was just like, do you know what? I've never experienced her live. It was £87, guys. It was £87. And then my
No,
boss was like,
that's
do you know what? I'm going to get it for you. And I was like, oh my
oh.
days, I'm going to see this lady for free? There's no way.
No, that is a proper blessing. That is a proper, proper blessing. But I also like the fact, I like the fact that it was in the Spurs stadium for that reason, because it allowed people from the area to actually have access to the tickets without, you know, having to go through the Game of Thrones for it,
Oh,
if you know what I mean.
really?
Yeah, because it's like a, it's a, what's it called? People that live in Tottenham, obviously, because they have the stadium there, they get access to events that go on at the stadium.
Oh,
So it's
wow.
sort of like a special link, or I don't even know how to prove that I live in Tottenham, because for Beyonce, I would live anywhere. But but I'm sure there's some sort of check or system that they do. But yeah, like people that live in Tottenham, they're able to
That's
get access to the
crazy.
tickets. And if this was Wembley, like, it would be a lot harder to access those tickets. So yeah,
I was even thinking, like, on my days, park, because I was going to go Cardiff or Edinburgh. Those are the ones that I was looking at first. I was like, Bun London is going to be so hard to get tickets.
Yeah, try.
And it was very, very hard with Cardiff and Edinburgh. I just gave up. And yeah, even with them, I was looking at hotels. Hotels for Cardiff jumped from like £100 when I first saw it to like £300.
My
Yeah, and
gosh.
even like, you know, like Airbnbs, like not on the actual Airbnb site, but on the hotel site, you know, like people rent their rooms and stuff. That jumped to like £300, £500. So then I also was like, Jesus, what am I going to do? Like, no, I was excited. Like, oh yeah, Tottenham, you know, I could just drive there. It's like 39 minutes. But I was like, Vic, where's the parking? Honey, this stadium don't have no parking.
No, they don't. And like, local roads on event days, they like, it's literally only residents parking permits.
Yeah, I literally had to go buy a parking space
Really, Vic?
on your parking, whatever it's called. Yeah, I'm not
Okay.
taking a risk.
Yeah, no, fair
I'm not taking
enough.
a risk. Because what if those side roads aren't open?
No, they wouldn't be. They definitely
Mm-mm.
wouldn't. Yeah. But no, it's gonna be sick. It's gonna be amazing. And I do feel like she'll add another date. And I'm like, you know what? If I'm able to get a ticket, I'm able to get a ticket. If
Yeah.
I'm not gonna you know, get down about it. I know some people have like really like some people have like had to buy it abroad, like for Europe. I've seen someone buy it for Sweden, bought it for Amsterdam,
Jeez.
stuff
The
like
thing
that.
is, if I had seen her before, maybe I wouldn't have been so like, it's like how you feel with DLT. I went, meh. But I've never seen her before, and I just feel like, do you know what? I really want to experience that. But yeah, it's crazy, Jazzy. I don't think it's not fair how the way tickets are nowadays. Because usually when tickets go live for concert, I just don't try because I just know that
It's gonna
unless
be hard.
You're a super duper fan and you know how to hack the place, you're not going. You're not going anywhere.
No, I agree. It's just, and you know what I find even more annoying, and I know I'm probably like people are gonna disagree with me, but I find it really annoying, like when artists announce that they're doing a tour on one day and then they release the tickets like 3 days later. Like, please give us some time to prepare. Like,
I know our funds, our accounts. I know they say with Beyonce tickets that you always need to have savings for it.
Yeah.
Where it's like, wow, I was not ready. She showed me.
And it's a cause he lives. I thought with her foot surgery as well, I was thinking, you know what, she's going to give us a bit of time.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, man.
Because, do you know what? Because her saying she was going on a world tour, those rumors, that was when people should have been beginning. That was when people should have been saving.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, I didn't get the memo at all. The thing is, I know that every time like an artist release an album, chances are they're going on tour. But still, please, between the announcement and the release of tickets, please give a month at least. Because it's hard. It's so hard to like get the funds together at the last moment like that. Because the tickets, like you said, yours were like £87, but the tickets that I've been seeing for like a decent space, some of them are like £150, yeah. £170. And it's hard, man. So hard.
So we should have been saving since July, really.
Since July.
July 29th.
Okay.
Since the album came out.
Bloody hell.
And like, we had put £50 away, but you're right, because some of my friends are paying 300.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie to you. If I was like a bit stable, a bit more into, like, I got my furniture, all that kind of stuff, yeah. A bit more balanced. That's my key word for this year. It's just balance, right?
Mm.
If I was a bit more balanced, let's say I was this position last year, let's say I was, yeah. I would have bought the most expensive ticket.
Yeah.
Now, let's say a £300 hit me, I would just buy it. Because it's just like, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, yeah. And I worry about it later. And I'm not, but the thing is, I know I'm not like that with other things.
Yeah.
So I know I'm but okay.
That is the balance. Yeah, is the balance.
I'm okay with like you do all doing the time. You know, not like a bottle in a club, like, oh, it's 500. But yeah, cool. I'll find a way. Because I've seen people say that. I've been in people's presence with that. I'll find a way. I'm like, yeah, that wasn't worth it for that, I'm afraid. For that, but you know, you can have a new deal.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I don't know, because Beyonce is, I think I've like said before that she is definitely the one person I would pay premium for her concert. Like, if I can be in that, obviously not the inner circle, because there's like two levels to
standing.
What's it called? Yeah, it's like there's like the golden circle. And I don't know if the golden circle is the one that's right in front of the stage, because like those are the people she's singing to. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think there's those lot, and there's also the one behind them. There's like a row behind them as well. I would pay to be in one of those two. I would pay the money. If it's 300, 400, whatever, I would pay. But yeah, I just didn't have time to prepare this time.
I even think they were looking at 700.
Yeah.
You know what?
Next time.
I think they need to do a sort of revamping of the whole ticket system.
Yeah.
Like they need to make it a bit more equal. I don't know how they're going to do it. And they really need to crack down on these people that are buying
the resellers.
5 tickets at a time. The resellers. Mm. I bought four tickets. People coming online. I bought 4 tickets.
I've cracked down. Sorry, I'm saying they've cracked down on it for the Renaissance tour, because they say something like what's it called, you can only resell it for the value that you bought it or something like that.
Okay.
And it can only be through Ticketmaster.
How can you be sure?
But
how?
To be fair, Smid was able to do it, so I think Ticketmaster will be able to do it as well. So okay. Because it's only going to be through they said you can only resell it through Ticketmaster, so with that being the case, it means that they'll have a trail of what you bought the ticket for, if that makes sense.
Well, you know when they have that thing where it says, pass your ticket on.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, but I think that's what they've said. All of it can only happen through them. So
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know, but that is, I guess, a way of trying to stamp out the resellers. But equally, I just don't know what the answer is, because obviously with Beyonce, this is from America anyway. They said 12 million people.
12 million
were trying to get tickets. Yeah, so it's like she cannot possibly do dates to accommodate everyone that wants to go. And even then, I'll be honest, some people are going to be greedy.
And I can't stand if they've been for one day, they're
going to try and get tickets for
again. I can't stand that. Fuck you. If you think you're a super fan, no. It's greed. If you support Beyonce, Harry Styles, Taylor Swift, what are those lads called? K-pop. What's the K-pop one? The one that Ikran likes.
B5. No, what are they called? What are they called? BTS. That's it.
Exactly. BTS, Blackpink, and Big Bang. If you like those people, and you went to see them 3 times in a row, and you had the confidence to come and tell me on Twitter, you need to get robbed. You need to get robbed. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's not fair. It's not fair.
Even like, I really like Harry Styles' music. I really like the music. And I'm like, I would love to experience this live. Part of me is like, I don't even know if he's a great performer like that. I'm not a fan of him. The music though.
Yeah. Love.
So I don't even know if he's a good performer, but sometimes I'm like, oh, I'd love to experience this live. But I'm like, this is not a person I could see live at all.
Yeah. And this is the thing. It's like, it shouldn't be a case of you only have to, like, only stans should be able to go to the concert. It's not fair, because obviously you enjoy his music. So it's like, why can't you go to his concert?
I can't go. There's no way.
Just because you don't have Harry Styles in your profile pic or in your bio, it doesn't mean you don't have a right to.
No, I can't go. There's no way I'm going to get a ticket for that. Because the super fans have already collected the 5 days in a row and find a way to go to every single tour. And then he'll see them. I see them on TikTok. There was one girl on TikTok. She said, Harry waved to me. He noticed that I was at every single tour, every single Europe tour.
Wow.
I said, do you not have shame?
Mm-mm.
So you took a spot. You took a spot.
And the thing is, do you know what? I'm very cynical. So to me, in my head, I'm like, all that money you've spent on traveling, all those tickets to every single concert, this, that, and the other, why don't you just do one big go and do a meet and greet? Just save up all your coins, do a meet and greet. They did that as well.
I'm joking. But the thing is, Jasmine, these are the people that when Harry dropped his album, they have been saving, with like the Beyonce since July. They've been saving. So their one is even mighty save. That one is a mighty save. They were saving for a house. So they have saved £5,000. That's probably what they have saved.
Wow.
Because you ask a super fan, and they'll say, yeah, I spent £5,000. Spent £2,000.
Oh my gosh.
We can't fathom it, because we'd rather spend that on a bag or on a car or on a
and
holiday.
The thing is, yeah, like the way I love Beyonce, I love her. I love her. I really, really love her. But I can't call myself a stan. I'm just not a stan.
No, is it because you're not a stan because you can't spend £2,000?
It's not even that, but like there's no one that I'm riding for like that to where like even if I had the money, like even if I was a millionaire, I'm not going to see Beyonce every single day. And I love her. Like I really, really love her. But I just can't fathom like the average person, like, saving their coin, having £5,000 or £10,000, however much it is, saving that money up, and that is what you're doing.
The thing is, I know it sounds mad, but we all have whatever we have. We all have happiness and joy. That's their joy. We can't understand.
Yeah.
I think that's just what it is. Taking up positions of other people.
Yeah,
especially because it's so hard. But yeah, I think after this, if I never see Beyonce again, I at least I know I can go to heaven knowing I've experienced it.
Yeah,
and the next person I'd love to see live is Doja Cat. Even though I'm like, I don't even know if it will happen. But do you know what? I think I'm okay with it.
I think it will happen, Vic. I'm sure it will.
And also, I don't think she's into doing Say So anymore because she's over it. I dare, if I grab her there.
Fair enough. The thing is, I wonder as well, like, Beyonce's catalogue is so large, like, huge. Even when I saw her Dubai set list, yeah, I was like,
what she's, is not, pick she's from? Not,
yeah, like, because obviously, yeah, she's going to do the Renaissance stuff, of course, that's going to be, like, primary, but she's going to have to dip into the old school as well, but what is she going to pick?
I know. I wonder how she does it. Like, does she do it at random? Does she do which ones are her favourites or which ones that people get the best reaction to? I wonder. I really do. But I'm happy it's this album because I think I would have been a little bit gutted if it was Lemonade. That's my least favourite album. Although there are a lot of songs on there that I like, but I'm so happy it's this particular album because I get to really, really enjoy. There's not going to be a single song that I'm going to be like, meh.
Yeah,
I'm sure she'll do some Lemonade, but even if it was Black is King, yama.
I'm sure she's gonna do that. She seems to like that spirit song. She seems to really go for that.
I don't mind it. It's okay. We'll manage.
Yeah. So yeah, she'll probably. I don't know. I can imagine. I can't see her doing a formation. It just doesn't seem to fit with Renaissance.
Mm.
But
she'll find a way. You know how she likes to mix the songs into one and stuff.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to be her opening act for?
I was thinking that. I have no idea because wasn't there Flo was mentioned. Runway.
I even saw Flo mentioned as well.
Wow, early on.
Mm.
Wow, that's crazy. I have no idea. Or she could bring someone from America. She could bring Chloe and Halle.
That's true. But I don't know. Maybe she.
Or she might not have one.
Nah, I think she will have one.
Who did I go see once and they didn't have one? And I said, oh, okay, sorry.
No way.
Was it Davido? Yeah, I think it was. He just had a DJ. To be fair, a lot of Afrobeat ones, they just have DJs.
Oh, fair enough. But you know what? Sometimes as well, with the Afrobeat artists, what they do at least is like they bring out people.
The world, yeah.
So it's like they might not have an opening act, but okay, you're still like... Mm-hmm. Putting others on the stage, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, fair enough. So yeah, Beyonce, I may see you, I may not, but yeah,
exactly. And it's not over.
I'll be there in spirit regardless.
But you know what's gonna piss me off? I will tell the truth. If I see brands and PRs, yeah, they take people to go to see Beyonce and people who have literally been slagging her off. Because I'll never forget last time Beyonce came in, there's this one girl on Twitter, she constantly slags off Beyonce. Oh my god, how really? Do you guys idolize this woman? I'll send you all the tea. How do you guys idolize this woman? All the time. Beyonce's new album was overrated all the time.
If she has shame, she would never step foot in a Beyonce concert.
She stepped even in if it's paid for. Thanks XX for taking me. Gifted.
Nah.
I said, raw, they're taking haters to a concert.
That's not on. That's a violation, I'm not going to lie.
They're taking haters.
That is a violation.
And I'm not going to lie, I was tempted to be like, I swear you literally shit on her all the time.
Yeah, it's not fair. It's not fair at all. But honestly, if there's any PR, any brands that are taking people, I don't mind being a plus 10.
Plus 10?
Because I really want to see that woman. I want to see her. But yeah, we'll see. Time will tell. Did you see this whole thing with Netflix?
Oh, the sharing.
Yeah, that was so weird, don't you think?
Yeah, I was actually worried.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't even know how I pay for mine. It's either I pay or my brother pays and I give him money. I can't actually remember. So I was thinking, if that's the way my brother's paying, then I need to notify him. Because he's going to wake up to a
blocked account.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it. I mean, I guess I do. Well, for people listening, and if in case you didn't see, Netflix released like some sort of, I don't know, change to the terms of service sort of thing about password sharing. And it said something weird, like it was so convoluted and strange, but you basically have to log into your Netflix account at least once every 31 days from your address or something. And if you're traveling, you have to contact Netflix for a code.
Oh, be fucking for real.
Yeah, they were doing the most. And this was in an effort to stamp out password sharing. But
well, I think they've U-turned it now.
Yeah, they've U-turned it now, but...
Even the thought of them doing it, I just feel like it's greed. You have so much money. You do have so much money. And a lot of us are just managing.
It's true. And not even just that, like, you've increased your pricing over the years as well. So it's not like you're as cheap as you were. So you've increased the prices. Mm. And ultimately, all that's going to happen is, like, the more difficult you make it for people to enjoy your service, you're going to just make them find other options. And that's what people were doing. It was actually fucked up. But
and also, aren't you the one that have added profiles?
They've added profiles. And also, it's like, how does this whole password sharing stuff work when you have a family plan? Because isn't the whole point of that's the family plan that you're that's able to have. Share? Mm, yeah, so it's like a lot of it was not clear. Like what happens to, like, yeah, family plans? What happens to people that are, you know, always traveling? You're expecting them to always have to contact you to use Netflix. Your shows are not that good to be doing all that for.
Oh, hold on there, everybody. I don't agree.
Yeah, but
does this drag in there?
Too hot to handle. Sorry, too hot to handle. Love is Blind. What's it
that
called?
That show actually annoys Jasmine because she just can't understand why they watch kissing for money.
You know what? The first series of Too Hot to Handle, I could bear it. I think I was enjoying it because I didn't take it too seriously. But when I started to see, like, the second season and beyond, and how, like, it was the lack of control, I just couldn't. Something about it was making me really uncomfortable. Like, how can you lack that much control that you're literally willing to sacrifice $100,000? And it's not like you're there for the whole year. If they said this the whole year, and, you know, you just have to not kiss for a whole year, and, you know, don't do heavy petting for a whole year, I'd understand it a bit more. But you're there for a month tops.
Tops.
So it's like, when I started thinking of all of that, I'm like, you know what, I can't entertain anymore.
Can't relate.
Yeah, even if this is scripted and all of that stuff, I can't do it. I can't. But
why,
yeah, just
Aldi in America get to enjoy. They got sweet mango dessert wine, Jazz.
A what?
Sweet mango dessert wine.
They
also have sweet strawberry.
This is what you sent me on TikTok. I thought it was UK. It's American.
Absolutely. That's why I said I'm sad.
Ah.
Black cherry and raspberry wine. We don't have that in the UK. That was the Aldi UK. Aldi USA, sorry.
God. That's upsetting.
It is.
But we get shagged with everything.
Yeah, we do.
Like, even when, like, stuff comes over here. Like, you know Popeyes?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we have it in the UK now. But I can't believe that this is the same chicken sandwich that had the American.
It's not good. Oh, wow. That BuzzFeed thing, I remember people were reviewing it and they were like, they're saying it, y'all.
I cannot believe that it's the same one that was having that woman stressed out outside the Popeyes for.
Mm-mm.
Like, it cannot be the same sandwich.
Damn.
And it's just like, why do you bring things over and, like, not give us the real, give us the real E-numbers. Deal. Give us the E-numbers. We want to taste it.
We will never get those E. We'll never get those E numbers, baby. Do you know who that's because of? You know, it's Jamie.
It's not Jamie Oliver taking all the blame.
Even adult enjoyment, where we can differentiate. Okay, yeah, this is not good for us, but, you know, cheeky treat. Jamie said it's not possible.
Rubicon has not been the same since Jamie opened his mouth. Sorry. Rubicon, what's that? What is it called? Tropical something? The one that was pineapple and coconut, that green carton, hasn't been the same. has not been the same. And I'm so upset. Lilt has not been the same. And I just don't think it's fair anymore.
Mm-mm.
Give us choice. Give us the choice, at least.
Do you know what I mean? It's, I don't know, girl. We're just going to have to manage it.
Yeah.
As we have been. And then when we go to other countries, then we can be blown away.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. You know what, yeah? When I went to Dubai, I went to the cheesecake factory in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like cheesecake, so I did it.
You really had a night. You really had holiday last year, boy.
Yeah, I really did. I definitely paid for it, but I guess the memories are worth it.
But I think it's your thing. I don't think you should think of it like that. I think you should think, well, this is what I like, so...
Yeah. I mean, do you know what it was? It was,
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Kind of accidental in a way, like the way everything happened, it wasn't planned. I didn't expect to go on 4 holidays last year. I really didn't. But yeah, it was just the way life sort of panned out. Because that Dubai, that was the first holiday I'd been on in like 4 years. Mm. And what I did know I was doing was Afro Nation. I knew I was doing Afro Nation. And I knew I was doing Jamaica because I knew I had to go and see my nan. But Afro Nation as well, it was sort of like a pact. So I had made a pact with my friend that, yeah, okay, we're definitely going to do Afro Nation in 2022. So that one had to be done. Dubai was sort of like a last minute thing. My friend was looking, Lizzie was looking. She was like, oh, Jasmine, like, I've seen some really cheap flights to Dubai. I really want to go away. What do you think? And I was just like, you know what? Okay. Because it was with Love Holidays. With Love Holidays, by the way, you can like book your flight and hotel together and like pay off monthly. So it's like you pay a deposit, let's say of like £140, and then you pay it off like close to your holiday. So I was just like, you know what? This is manageable. I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
So that was how Dubai came into picture. And then Malta came up and me and Lizzie, we spoke, we were like, can we do Malta? We were just like, oh, it's a bit too much money. So we were like, forget it. Because we saw that the ticket prices at that point were like £360 just for the ticket. So we were like, no, it's too much. We're going to Dubai. That's it. Done. And then we got twanged. Sorry, that's my work phone. That's my work phone. They were like, we're going to Malta. You guys have to come. You just have to come. It's going to be amazing. It's the first of its kind. It's going to be like Afro Nation, but the first time as well. You know how the first time of Afro Nation was so good and everyone spoke about it. And we were like, okay, let's see how it happens. So literally only 2 of the holidays were planned. The other 2 were kind of just additional extras. But yeah, we move. Yeah.
Sounds so exciting though. How was the Cheesecake Factory?
I don't like cheesecake. So I wasn't really I don't think I got one in the end. I think I just had some of Lizzie's. And it was all right. But the portion sizes, that's what I wanted to get onto. The portion sizes were insane.
Mm-hmm.
Insane in Dubai. And I don't know if it's the same as in America. Like if that's where the portion sizes came from. But even when we went to Enish in Dubai.
Enish,
sorry.
Please don't get anybody to catch you there.
Sorry, it's the Brit Caribbean in me. Enish. So we went to Enish in the bite and the portions. Like, me and Lizzie, we could have shared our meals. Like, we both got a pounded jam and a goosey with beef. We should have just shared it, but we didn't know at the time until it was too late.
It was going to be that big. Oh, my days.
It could have fed four people. It was huge.
We'll give you big portions like that. Do you not care that people bloat? I always wonder.
That's what I was thinking, because I was like, okay, so you've given me this big, massive plate, and then you expect me to get up and dance. It's impossible.
Dance.
It's impossible. Yeah, it was just huge. So I don't know. Food out there is just a different experience. I really enjoyed the food in Dubai, I won't lie. Went to PF Chang's. It was. Do you know what was weird? Sorry, I'm kind of going off on a tangent. It's like the more, what's it called? High-end, I should say. The more high-end restaurants were more affordable than, like, the lower-end restaurants.
Oh, wow.
So, I guess in comparison to the UK, I mean. So, PF Chang's, like, in the UK, obviously, you're looking at quite a bit of money for the food. But when we went there, we spent, like, £40 each, including having a cocktail. So
perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect. So we were enjoying. But when we went to the Cheesecake Factory, obviously I'm thinking this is lower end, like, you know. But we still spent like £30 in there. We didn't get a cocktail, we just got a drink. But I'm like, £30? And it's like, again... Yeah, I don't know. It was just a bit weird, but like the higher end things were more affordable. We went to some place called Tan Chai, I think it was called. Mm-hmm. And like, they had newly opened. They had been open for like a month by the time we went there. And they messaged me or Lizzie, one of us. They messaged one of us to come and try it out. So I was like, okay, cool. They said, we're going to give you complimentary drinks.
Nice.
Something like that. Yeah. So I was like, okay, we're definitely going. It was literally like a 5-star restaurant, and the food, we spent like £20.
Wow.
I was like, that is giving. I don't know what's going on here, but I'm enjoying this. Yeah, man. But I don't know, Dubai is seeming like the next hotspot.
Yeah, it is. You know, a lot of people are going there. I've seen a lot of people already on Instagram. Yeah. Just going there quick on vacay. I'm like, oh boy, maybe it's the one.
Even moving there, and to be honest, I hear it. Like, no taxes, with a lot of jobs, you get your accommodation included. So imagine that on top of having more tax to pay. Ah, it's enjoyment.
I mean, I think it would make life more expensive, like healthcare. And I do hear a lot of people say it's expensive there.
Yeah.
But then if your accommodation is paid off, oh my days, baby.
Yeah. I've heard of a lot of people that go to Dubai, even if it's just for a year, to help them save.
Wow. And
it completely makes sense. Go there for a year, you get paid a decent salary, no tax, accommodation paid for. Literally, you're just spending whatever.
The thing is, I always dream of doing budget. That.
Yeah.
I always dream of doing that, but not thinking that people actually do it. So they really go for a year, because I've always been, oh, fuck it, I'll go for a year. I'll save.
Yeah. No, I like, especially the last few months, because when we were in Dubai, even the taxi driver was trying to recruit us, it seemed like. He was like, yeah, come and move to Dubai. You know, just come for a little bit. You can start any business here. He was like, any business. I'll give you one right now. He was like, you can start a taxi business. That's what he said. You can start a taxi business. All you need to do is lease about 5 cars. And then within a week, you'll make your money back. That's what he said. He said, Dubai is the place to be. That's what he said. He said, you want to earn money? Come to Dubai. He was proper doing sales associated for Dubai. I was like, you know what? I hear it. I can see it. Like, you can see, like, there is a lot of money to be made in Dubai. You can tell when you're there. But, yeah, I mean, for me, I think if I was childless, in my current circumstances, I would 100% give Dubai a go. 100%. 100%. But, it's one of those things. You know, sometimes you get to a point, I think the UK especially has gotten to the point now where the bubble has been burst.
Mm.
And I think the only thing going for the UK really and truly was like the NHS and stuff. And I think the NHS is still great and amazing. It's just been mismanaged.
Yeah, it's really sad.
And yeah, it's like once the sort of pinnacle of the NHS has been sort of diminished, I feel like a lot of people will start exploring other options. And yeah, I think the landscape is going to look completely different.
Mm. You see a lot of teachers go to different countries because they not only are they tired of how they're treated, but the payment as well. It's really sad.
Mm. Even nurses as well. You see a lot of the nurses are moving to Australia, New Zealand. Mm. And they said, yeah, the work-life balance is so much better. And the pay is like so much better as well.
Yeah, one thing I've said about the UK, when you they want you to work on to, like every single money that you earn until the 99p, they need you to work for it. They need to take that blood and sweat. But those people on the top, Rishi, Boris, oh, it's okay. I'm not gonna, do you know what I mean? I'm just gonna take it easy. I'm gonna have a party. It's depressing.
It's crazy.
Even that Matt Hancock interview, I don't know if you saw it with the Richard and Judy guy.
Was this the one? I think I've seen two interviews with Matt Hancock with him, but I wasn't sure whether it was old or new. Like, I wasn't sure if it was before or after The Jungle.
It was after. There was one he was talking to Richard and the lady that's always beefing, I say fake beefing.
Oh, Susanna Reid. Yeah. And she asked him about the lockdown stuff and he didn't know the dates.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then Richard was like, so you said you were going to give a lot of money to charity. And the way he was nodding, the thing is, yes, it's the same as Boris. It kind of upsets me because it's like people watching at home are laughing. There's some people who are like us and they're like, oh, this is fucking ridiculous. But there's some people who are laughing, like, it's kind of funny because the way he's reacting is funny. And we all make mistakes. I'm telling you, what he did was just perfect because a lot of people cheat. So even people that hate him are like, well, you know, we all cheat. I was even cheating in lockdown.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were like, yeah, you said you're going to give a substantial amount of money to charities. And he was like, yeah, I gave 10,000. And he was like literally nodding his head. I don't know.
He said that was the substantial amount from his payment from Celebrity Big Brother.
Because they said, you said you weren't going to do it for the money. He said, I said I wasn't going to do it mainly for the money.
Oh my gosh. No way, Vic. There's no way he said that.
Yeah, he did. I said, oh God. It's not good to be in this country.
Do you know what it is? It feels like we've been pranked. That's what it feels like. It feels like we're not living in reality. Like, I can't believe that this is real life, that there are politicians that can get away with saying or doing certain things and like literally feeling like they're laughing at the average person. That's what it feels like. It feels like you're really taking the piss. You must be. How can you turn around and say, no, actually, I said I'm not mainly doing it for the money, and act like you have a point? Like, it's so manipulative. It's so gross.
Oh, sorry, I'm yawning. Are you watching anything cool on TV? Did you watch The Traitors USA?
That is what I was literally about to say. I started it a couple days ago, and it's just so interesting to me. I'm not finished yet, but it's just interesting seeing how the US lot play it versus the UK lot, because they don't have no, like, you know, the US people. I know that some of them have been on reality TV before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they know how to make it TV, juicy. Yeah, they know how to make it TV, and like things they say and stuff like that, it's inflammatory or provocative, whatever that nigga said in Nigger in Paris. But what's it called? It's what was making me laugh is that initially they were, sorry, I really have to laugh at this, but they were really voting people out based on whether they liked them or not.
For reals, and they're like,
rather than whether they were actually traitors or not, they were just like, oh, I can't wait to vote her out. And I'm like, wait.
They've forgotten.
That's not the aim of the game.
Like that blonde lady, the two celebrity ladies, the two reality, like yeah. Beverly Hills type ladies. She was like, well, she's, I'm not a traitor and she's not a traitor. I was like, how do you know? How do you actually know?
It was even like, so this woman, I think you're talking about Kate. Kate is one of them. And then she had like this beef with Rachel. And Rachel, at the round table, Kate was like, well, I'm voting for Rachel. And then Rachel was like, well, because they hate each other, by the way. But yeah, so Kate was like, I'm voting for Rachel. And then Rachel was like, but I'm not a traitor. And she was like, I don't care.
Literally, she hated Rachel so much. Yeah, the American one is very much like, in the UK, we're very much like, oh my God, I'm so sorry I voted you. I'm really, really am sorry. I really am. Mm-hmm. In America, fuck you.
Yeah.
Literally, they're putting the middle fingers up.
Yeah.
All sorts. Yeah. Crazy.
It was just like a completely different experience. And I was like, you really see like how like the Brits were so, I don't know, like very.
Just kind and warm.
Yeah, there's like a politeness and like not wanting to step on people's toes or not wanting to offend people and not wanting to have these uncomfortable conversations and not wanting to call people out and stuff. But with the Americans, they just didn't give a shit.
And also, I felt like with the UK one, I felt like I could really understand people. It was a lot more warm.
Yeah.
It was a lot more warm. And I felt like we had more connections. In the US, I felt like it was so vicious and like every man for themselves. Apparently, the Australian one's like that too.
Oh, really?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every man for themselves. Yeah, I feel like the UK, there's just something in us where we really don't like to come across as one, greedy, and two, backstabby. So I feel like that is why like the UK one played out the way it did, because that Will guy, he never wanted to look bad. Even though we could see through it, I think anyway, some people would, but I thought this guy just wants all the money. But it's like he would try and pretend like, oh, you know, it's just because I don't trust them and I feel like they're going to throw me under the bus, so I'm going to do it first and stuff like that. He did all of this, you know, sort of rationale stuff. But with the US one, it's like, okay, like if I need to get rid of him, I need to get rid of him, innit?
Yeah, like, he's a
liability. Yeah, he's a liability, or he gets on my nerves, or yeah, he's going to blow it for all of us. Yeah, I need to get rid. So yeah, just very, very interesting. But yeah, that's the only thing I'm really watching. I'm catching up with some crime series called Silent Witness.
Okay.
And it's literally about, it's been going on from like 1996, so when I was 4 years old. So I've been watching it from season one. Currently on like season 7, I think. So yeah, I'm just going through it, working my way through. I think it has like over 22 seasons, so I have a lot to catch up on.
Mm-hmm. Like me and Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, it's gonna be like that part two, for real, for real. What about you? What are you watching?
I'm just watching The Circle.
The Netflix, the US one on Netflix.
What's the US one? What's the UK one? So I rewatched the UK ones, and now I'm watching the third series of the UK one because I've never seen that one before. So yeah, I'm just watching The Circle, really.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm trying to think of what other shows. I want to watch The Last of Us on Sky, on HBO Sky.
I'm watching that.
I saw The Monster and I said, you know what? Maybe it's okay.
Yeah. Do you know what though, Vic? It's not to be honest, I've only seen like the first three episodes, so I don't know what is awaiting us, but at the moment it doesn't seem like the monsters are the main bit of the story.
Why do they look like that?
I know,
it's too disgusting. Much it's they're not disgusting. Nah, it's not for me. I'm so sorry, because if I see one glimpse, I'm gonna start itching my body. Ew,
They are disgusting. But I am really, really enjoying it. I'm really, okay. really enjoying it. Especially like episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
That one was so, so good.
Where are you watching it on? Hey. Don't worry.
Okay. I used to have Sky.
Mm-hmm.
But now I have a Fire Stick, an Amazon Fire Stick.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Yeah. If you know, you know. But yeah, I have Amazon Fire. so I'm enjoying it. I'm managing.
Okay.
What was I gonna say? Is it safe for us to talk about Love Island? For those who don't want to hear about Love Island, this is probably gonna be your point to
exit the pod. But you're also lucky because I have to go in like 5 minutes. So
okay. Okay, yeah, it's going to be a very, very quick one. To be honest, there's not much more to say than what the fuck was Kai and Tanya's connection about? Because that seemed to come from nowhere.
Kai and Tanya?
Olivia.
Do you know what's so funny? Oh, it's convenient that after Zara has left, she's no longer interested in Tom.
Very convenient.
Well, interested in Tom's best friend.
Very, very convenient.
Mm-hmm.
How she dropped Tom like a bag of shit
mm-hmm.
because he kissed Ellie. But when Zara was in the villa, you didn't really care about any of
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting. This Shaq and Tanya stuff. Maybe we can...
Shaq let me down, man.
Yeah.
It's not that deep, bro, and you know it.
But do you know what it is, Vic? I do actually see it a bit, but I only see it from the perspective of the fact that they had just said that they love each other. And I feel like Love Island is such an interesting place because the dynamic changes. Like, and maybe I speak from an insecure perspective, but I even saw like, there was like two pictures of Shaq and stuff. And like all the girls were literally laying on him. And like he had his arm around, I forgot who he had his arm around, but then Tanya was in his other arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is such an interesting dynamic because in the outside world, this would be like, why are you on my man's like this?
Yeah, I know. The dynamic is strange. But then
you also have to play these kissing games with someone that is your boyfriend or girlfriend or...
Well, they know they have to do that. Also, if you can do that, if you can lay up with my man in the bed, cool. Then we can't do the... So you can lay up with other girls in the bed, cool. But you can't do the kissing game, which you were also taking part of.
Yeah, yeah. And that's where I was confused. Do you know what I think? It wasn't about the kiss at all. It was the fact that they all experienced the goodness. That was what it is.
What?
I think he couldn't cope with the fact that she was the highest scored. I feel like if she got Jesse's score... I don't think he would have minded, you know?
Sorry, I found that a bit irritating when I was watching it. I was just...
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just like, yeah, this
but
is...
I think it was purely ego.
And then he was even like, I'm not going to talk to her.
Yeah, I'm going to tell her about herself when I speak to her.
I did like it. I was like, yeah, this has kind of left a little bit of a taste in my mouth. Like, it made me feel like, so what else are you on? Like,
yeah.
Like...
It does make
you not do.
It
hair?
Does actually, yeah. It was a bit triggering. I'm not gonna lie, because I feel like some of those things can be a sort of red flag or maybe a pink flag as to something that might occur later on down the line. Like I want to. I can't imagine how he's gonna react in an outside world scenario. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it also reminded me of, what was it, Luca and Gemma. And the thing that was interesting is that with Luca, he never voiced it. It's like he said, oh yeah, it wasn't nice to see, but I was fine. Even though he was clearly irritated. But I think with Shaq, he just got so emotional over it. And I don't know whether it was like the producers trying to get some action. And that's the thing with everything, it's almost like we have to caveat it with it could be the producers, which is so annoying because like I want to know what's in front of me. Do you know what I mean? Like is that him or is this interference? Because then when they had the conversation afterwards, he seemed very calm about it. So I'm like,
yeah, might be the producers.
Yeah.
Do you remember Tom's reaction when Zara said that he was community dick and his parents would be proud of him?
Yeah.
So I said, are you going to hit her?
Yeah. I think he should have been pulled for that. He should have been pulled.
It was interesting.
Because that it did look like he was about to do her something.
If he was a black, let that sit in. He would not be there anymore. Remember how they got Sharif out?
Yeah. Yeah. Even this whole Harris stuff, sorry, I know he left like a year ago, but why is it? Because, you know, when the video came out, they made it out like, oh, Harris was removed because of the video, but it wasn't the producers that removed him. He just didn't get picked.
Yeah, but I think sometimes they do the votings that way.
Oh, like, so they manipulated the voting.
Yeah, sometimes they do it. I think they do it in a way where it's like, okay, so we need to get this guy out, and he's not really connected with anyone. So
I just don't
because they did it with Connor.
This is what I don't understand.
Did it with that racist guy.
I don't understand why they just can't stand on.
They can't because then it draws more attention to it.
But this is what I don't understand, because with Connor, they basically but they acted as though the racism didn't happen and they just let his course run in the show. But with Harris, it was specifically said that he was removed. So it's like, you've now brought attention to it, and I'm expecting as a viewer to see him be removed from the villa, but no, it was just shown to be the voting that got rid of him. It was just a bit confusing as a viewer.
I think it would just put too much light on it, and I know a lot of people are like, oh, it wasn't that deep what he did, but I think they probably feel like, if this is the one video that we found, what else is there?
Yeah.
And this guy's already a boxer, so what else is he doing?
Yeah, and I guess because him and Shaq already had that sort of beef as well, confrontation. So maybe they just didn't want to take the chance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But it would be nice if they could be a bit more...
No, they won't. They've got too much money to protect.
Yeah.
They've got too much.
This show.
We'll see how it goes. I did like the whole Zara, I'm sitting on a bad boy piece of information.
That was hilarious. I don't know what Tanya thought was going to happen when she told Zara of all people, but the fact that she was then pleading with her not to say anything.
Because Tanya was so small, she was like, please. I said, I don't want to tell anybody.
That was so funny.
Do you know when I knew that she fucked up? When she said to Zara, yeah, promise you won't say anything. And Zara did not say promise. I said, yep.
Yeah, all Zara said was, do you know how many secrets I'm holding in here? But this was the one she said, nope, I'm going to announce it.
Do you think Zara should have announced it?
In a poetic justice sort of way, I think she should have. But if we're talking about the fact... It's like, my loyalty to Tanya, I wouldn't have. But I would have at least said to Tanya, you need to tell her. That's what I would have said. I would have said, you need to tell her right now. I said, I know that thing said keep it a secret, but you need to tell her right now. It's not fair on her. That's what I would have said. But I wouldn't have been the one myself to...
No, not me. I'd have been there, though.
Yeah, definitely. I would have just watched. I even thought Zara was talking too much. Because I would have just been like, you know what? Let me just see this all play out. I'm not even going to say nothing. I'm just going to watch you. But yeah, Zara was doing a lot of talking. And I was like, you know what? Fair. Do it how you live it. But yeah, it was just a bit too much for me. But I hear it. Who do you want gone this week?
Well, unfortunately... The guy that Thingy had made a connection with, what's her name? Mr. Dildo. Can't remember his name now.
Oh, Spencer.
He's going, unfortunately. Mm. And I forgot the other white guy's name. The Australian guy is going as well.
Aaron, and, thank God.
And Kai is staying. Kai is staying for Olivia because they're going to win.
No, they're not. God
yes,
forbid.
They are. You
God
don't forbid. Believe me?
God forbid. God forbid.
You don't believe me?
God forbid.
They've been the run-up to winning.
God forbid.
Because Ronnie, unfortunately, is too unstable. We don't know where he's going. we actually don't know because he's going to get back with Lorna, yeah? But then Casemore's going to happen.
That's really upsetting me, you know? It's really upsetting me that...
He ain't winning.
Yeah.
And the Blacks ain't winning.
Because I really like Casey. I really, really like Casey.
Which one Casey?
I really like him. The one that Lorna is in a triangle.
Yeah, he seems like a good lad, but... Sorry, sir. You're going home. His time is limited.
Lorna's just playing games,
man. His time is very limited there.
Her and Ron should just get back together. We can get them out because I'm tired. I'm tired of this back and forth. It's too much.
But they like the British people love Lorna, though. Lorna.
Yeah,
sorry.
They do.
So she will stay and Ron will stay, which is good because it means good TV. But it also means we're going to have Lorna being... I'm sorry. I know
it's seeing someone get their feelings hurt over and over again. It does get exhausting.
It is, but it's also, and I know when you're in those positions, it's hard to stand up for yourself. But sometimes it's like when your friends are telling you rate yourself.
But Vic, she thinks she is. This is.
I know she thinks
thing.
She's doing something. That's what
she thinks. She thinks she is making a stand, but she's not because you're still like. Entertaining Ron's nonsense and you're still telling Casey, oh, you know, I've known Ron for 2 weeks, so we have that connection there. But she thinks she's doing something. Which is sad. Yeah. Sad, really.
Yeah, you're right. We should get her out, actually. We should, yeah, because I'm even sick of it. Because she's like to Ron, oh, yeah, you need to work on your ego. Stop telling men too much. Stop it.
Yeah. And none of Ron's actions are due to, like, his own conscience. That's what's frustrating as well, because everything seems to be based on other people's perceptions. Mm. So when the boys are getting onto him, that's when he's like, oh, maybe Lorna. When, Lorna is going on dates with Casey and telling him, oh, yeah, I just feel like I wasn't a priority. That's when he's like, no, I'm going to make her a priority. When Sammy says... You're playing games. You're telling me one thing, then doing another. He's like, okay, you know what? I need to make a stand. Yeah, it is Lorna that I want to go ahead. It's like, I can't do this anymore. I can't. Like, something's got to give. Something has got to give.
And then you've also, on top of that, with Ron and Lorna, yeah, it's like, do they even like each other like that? Does Ron even like her that much? And also, I just feel like, why does Lorna... So one thing that kind of annoys me is how Ron talks to other girls, and he'll be like, oh yeah, we're not even boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, I need to get to know you. And they never really tell Lorna.
Yeah,
they never tell her. But then at the same time, she's one of those babes that if she knew, she'd be like, yeah, we're not really together, so.
Yeah, but you know what? It's to me.
That's how she likes it. I can't complain for her anymore. Please.
Yeah, to me, that's not even the thing that gets me. It's when he says stuff like, "Oh, I'm just gonna go back to," and it's like you actually don't respect her.
No, you don't.
It's like everything aside, you don't respect her. You don't rate her, and you know that she's gonna take you back regardless. Yeah. So even that in itself, Lorna should be like, "Hello."
I don't think she minds. I think this is how she likes it. And even when he was like to her, you know, you're obviously the prettiest girl in here. And she was smiling. I was like, for me, I don't like those kind of compliments. But anyways.
But did you hear when he said you're just as pretty as Sammy?
Yeah. But she likes it. I'm telling you. This is why I'm going to stop wasting my breath. Because this is how she likes it. I even love it for her. Enjoy. Get your man back. And then let him do whatever he's doing. And you love that story. I love it for you as well. You enjoy your story. Keep on going.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Because I gotta go. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Right, guys, catch us at Black Girls Living, Jazz_BW, and
Vic on Instagram and TikTok at Vic Sunusi on Instagram and TikTok, and Victoria Sunusi on Twitter. So yeah, have a blessed week, guys.
Have a blessed week.
Bye.
Bye.